Are you ready? Good, okay. Thank you, everybody, for giving us your time to participate tonight. I call the meeting to order of the Berkeley Lake City Council, and note for the voice record that this is March 21st, 2024, and that we have our entire city council here present, two of our city attorneys, one city marshal, one city administrator, and a number of the public that I hope someone is counting for us for the record. I would solicit motions regarding the agenda as it has been presented.
I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
On the agenda as submitted?
Back up.
No, second.
Sorry.
Rodney, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion to accept the agenda.
As submitted? Okay, do I hear a second?
No, second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no public hearings on the agenda tonight. For the consent agenda, I would call to your attention the minutes from February the 8th, our last special called council meeting, the financial statements from December 2023 unaudited, the financial statements of January 2024 unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Scott moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that also is unanimous. Under old business, we have the rezoning of 4477 and 4487 on PIB and concurrent variances. Lee, would you speak to us about that?
Yes, ma'am. O-24-251 is a proposed amendment to the zoning map to reclassify property located at 4477 and 4487 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, tax parcel number 6268043 and 6268044, from Gwinnett County Annexed Neighborhood Business to Light Industrial. In addition to the reclassification of property, three concurrent variances are sought for inclusion. Those are as follows. The first is a modification of the required 75-foot undisturbed buffer between R100 and M1 to eliminate the buffer adjacent to tax parcel 6268019 and impose instead a 25-foot building setback. Number two is reduction of the 10-acre M1 district area minimum to 4.996 acres. And number three is reduction of the 75-foot front setback to 11.11 feet along approximately 49.53 feet of the PIB right-of-way jog into the property. Staff recommends denial of the request, while the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends conditional approval, and the ordinance is presented here tonight for second read consideration.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to deny rezoning PZRZ-23-08 and the concurrent variances requested by PZV-23-09 for the properties located at 4477 and 4487 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, requesting to rezone the properties from Gwinnett County Annexed C1 Commercial Neighborhood Business to M1 Light Industrial, based on the standards governing the exercise of zoning power set forth in Section 78-394 of the Zoning Ordinance of the City of Berkeley Lake, Georgia. The information presented to and developed before the Berkeley Lake Planning and Zoning Commission at its public hearing and meetings on August 8th, October 10th, and November 14th, 2023, and the information presented to and developed before the Berkeley Lake Mayor and City Council at the public hearing on January 18th, 2024, and meeting on February 8th, 2024.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Rebecca moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? That's unanimous. Under new business, the recognition for the Berkeley Lake Lens winner. My understanding is that Ms. Rachel Clark, who is the winner for this month, was not able to attend tonight. The liaison to that committee, to the Arts Committee, is Chip McDaniel, and my understanding is you're going to unveil the winning photograph for this month.
Drum roll, please.
As honorable mention, can I take a photograph? Do I have your permission?
I think that would be lovely.
Send it to her.
All right. Send it to me, too, if you would. Send the mayor's message. And I, oh, Chris, I didn't know you were here. I thought you weren't going to be here.
There's a check.
No, got to give the check.
Where is the check?
I wasn't given the check.
I wasn't either.
I was supposed to be handed the check. Oh, we'll get it to her.
It's in the mail.
I kept it for safety. I'll make the announcement, but you're going to present it. Chip's standing in.
I'm sorry?
You were going to present the check as last month, and Chip is going to stand in for the winner. The winner can't be here. I sent many emails.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stand up and...
We do this afterwards.
I think we just did.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you for that, and congratulations to Rachel. I would urge all of you to submit your own photographs as you choose to do so. We're proud of everything that is has been submitted so far. Lee, would you speak to us, please, about the update to the zoning and the development codes?
Yes, ma'am. As you probably remember, we recently went through the process of updating the city's comprehensive plan, which was just adopted by you all on February the 8th. Part of that comprehensive plan update process was to create a list of projects for implementation over the next 5 years. And one of the projects that came out of that update process was to update the city's zoning and development codes. Staff is a research consulting firm specializing in this kind of work and is pleased to recommend TSW, who has prepared a proposal that is before you for consideration. Staff requests that you accept phase one and two of this proposal. It's a three-phased approach. The first two phases sort of inform that third phase. So I think we need to do those first two phases, and then we will take on the third at a later date. And authorize the mayor to enter into a contract for the code update services described therein in an amount not to exceed $82,400 and subject to approval as to form by the city attorney.
Okay. Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to accept the phase one and two proposal presented by TSW in an amount not to exceed $82,400 for professional services to update the city's zoning and development codes and to authorize the mayor to enter into a contract subject to approval as to form by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
No, second that.
Okay, Chip moves and Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, would you speak to us, please, about the 2023 budget amendment?
Yes, ma'am. O-24-252 is a housekeeping measure to identify a final status of expenses and revenues for 2023. I'm requesting the council place the item on first read and schedule a public hearing regarding the amendment for April 18th at 8 p.m.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like a motion to place O-24-252, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2023, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read, and to hold a public hearing regarding the amendment on April 18th, 2024, at 8 p.m.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay. Scott moves and Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. And the paving project, the engineer's recommendation of the contract award, Lee.
Yes, ma'am. Recently, we did complete a pavement assessment and created a list of priority projects for completion. And the 2024 paving project consists of milling, patching, and resurfacing approximately 4,000 linear feet of asphalt pavement on Lakeshore Drive between Ridge Road and Little Ridge Road. The project was put out to bid in accordance with state law. Bids were opened on March 12th, and you have before you the city engineer's recommendation letter and bid tabulation. The city engineer recommends awarding the bid to Garrett Paving Company, Inc., in the amount of $242,000. I'm sorry, I can never say these long numbers, y'all. I need to go back to school for that. $242,536.99. You can read it somewhere in the minutes. It's there. But has suggested to staff that a 15% contingency be added for a total cost of $278,917.54. The project is anticipated to be funded by SPLOST and our LMIG money from the state.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do I hear such a motion?
I move to authorize the mayor to enter into a contract for the 2024 paving project with Garrett Paving Company, Inc., in the amount of $242,536.99.
Good for you.
Subject to approval as to form by the city attorney and to further authorize a contingency in the amount of $36,380.55.
All right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Rodney moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Are there any public comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, Bob moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? We are adjourned.